This week's Torah Way has been sponsored L'Refuah Shleima Shel Reb Shulam Tzvi Ben Nechama Matel Sheyizkeh L'Refuah Shleima B'Korov B'Toch Shaar Chayil Yisrael Amen. Chof Aleph Tammuz, 4th of July, Rabbi Chaim Perlman. What constitutes Tefillah B'Tzibur?
First of all, let me start with a few ma'amorim on the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and then we'll look at a few shailas of what actually is Tefillah B'Tzibur. Chazal described davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur is Devorim She'omdim Berumei Shel Olam, matters which stand at the height of the world, Bnei Odom Mezalzelin Bohem. But the Tzibur, Bnei Odom, tend to treat it in a very cheap way, as it were. Here's an interesting comment of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav on the Pasuk in Parshas Vaaschanan, Ki mi goy goro la shelo elokim krovim elov, kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. Who is can be compared to this great nation who are near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whenever we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we call out and we are very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. So as the Brisker Rav, what is this special quality of Klal Yisrael? We find in places that the Umos HaOlam also have a concept of Tefillah. He quotes from in the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh in Melachim, when Shlomo HaMelech set up the Beis HaMikdosh, it says in Melachim, V'gam el anochri ha-shelo me'amcho Yisrael hu, also from the nations of the world who are not from your people, Yisrael. They'll come from faraway lands and they'll come to the Beis HaMikdosh. And we'll daven in the Beis HaMikdosh. And we know Tefillah is keneged korbonos, and we accept korbonos from non-Jews as well. Furthermore, it says, Ki veis in Yeshaya, ki veisi veis Tefillah yekorei lecholo amim. The Beis HaMikdosh is a base tefillah for all the nations of the world. So what is so special about the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael when all the nations of the world have tefillahs? Says the Brisker Rav, yes, that's true, but the concept of which is only exists with Klal Yisrael is this idea of tefillah b'tzibur. They have tefillah, and they may come together as a rabbim, but it's not called tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur, this concept of Tefillah B'Tzibur only exists with Klal Yisrael. That's the Brisker Rav.
In the mosque,
they do. The Rambam, based on sources in the Gemara, says Tefillah HaTzibur Nishmas Tomid Afilu Hoyob Bohem Chaitim, even if there are sinners among the Tzibur, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Moyes B'Tfilos, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu does not despise their Tefillos and Shere Rabbi. Then he says, "Lefichoch tzorich adam leshatif atzma imatzibur, v'lo yisbalel biyochid kol man sheyochel yisbalel imatzibur." Everybody should make the greatest effort possible not to daven on his own, but to daven with the tzibur. The Chaim Volozhin, in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos in the Ruach HaChaim, says as follows: the same Pirkei Avos, "Al tihi rosho bifnei atzmucho." Don't be a rosho on your own. So he understood this Maim Chazal. Rot Salami, he says, Shelo tispalel biyechidus bifnei asma. Don't daven on your own. Ki im tispalel biyechidus, because if you daven on your own, yochol liya shetikro nikro, you'll be called a Rosh Hashas v'sholem. If you don't reach the madrega of the correct madrega of davening, chas v'sholem, you can be called a Rosh Hashas. Ki atvila biyochid tzorech kavono yesero, the aim of the Yiro Mesiras Nefesh, when you're davening on your own, then you looked at a bit more closely, and you've got to reach a higher level in Tefillah. However, Aval Imot Sibu says the Ashelotia Kolkach Bekavona Shalemo, whether you daven with the Tzibur, even if you don't reach such heights of Tefillah. Al Koza Einon Imeses, that's what it says. The Alti Rosho Bifnei Aspro. Don't allow yourself to daven on your own, because maybe you'll be a Rosho Bifnei Aspro. And says the Avudraham, and this leads on to what we want to talk about in the halacha. The Avudraham says as follows: Hamispalel im atzibur Notes schar al sholosh tefillos. He gets reward for three tefillos. What are the three tefillos? Schar tefillo belachash. He daven quietly before the repeat the Shemoneh Esra. Schar shemiyoson meishatz. You listen to the Shtei Atzibur repeating the Shemoneh Esra. It's the second schar. Uschar anias amen. And you're answering amen to the brachos. Ki godel ha'ona amen. Yes, amen amavore. So says the Avudraham that when you daven betzibur, it's as if you get a triple reward, because it's as if you're doing it three times. You're davening on your own, you're listening to the Shtei Atzibur, and what is more, you're answering on me. But that raises a very interesting question. What is the essence in halacha of Tefillah B'Tzibur? The halacha is, if someone, lo aleinu, comes late for davening, and he's got to catch up, he wants to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur, he's allowed to be medaleg. He can miss out certain portions, and there's a seder, an order, which you can miss out. We'll don't go into the detail. But you have to say a minimum of Boruch Shoma, Ashrei, and Yishtabach to enable you to catch up with the tzibur. And then you can catch up with the tzibur. If you can't do that minimum, then you have to miss out on Tefillah B'Tzibur. But what is the Tefillah B'Tzibur? Is the what we're trying to catch? The main thing you're trying to catch is the quiet Shemoneh Esra, which you say on your own. What about the, or is it the Chazoras HaShatz? What is the Ikka? Is it the Chazoras HaShatz? Is that the essence of Tefillah B'Tzibur, which allows you to be medale? Or is it the quiet Shemoneh Esra? And we find very interestingly a Machlokas HaPoskim. And there, as I say, I want to discuss this morning, I've got time. Two halachas where Moshe has one approach, and it goes against the Rova Poskim, and he's not, the consensus is not like what Moshe says, as we'll see in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that very interesting Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Shari Tshuva as well, that the Maggid came to the Beis Yosef. The Maggid, the famous Maggid, who had came to the Beis Yosef, exactly what the relationship between the Maggid and Beis Yosef is beyond my comprehension, but I'll call upon it. The Maggid came to the Beis Yosef, and he warned him, he says, don't come late for Tefillah B'Tzibur. Don't come late. And he says as follows, if you come late, ki ha'osa kein, one who comes late and has to be medaleg, is mahape chatzinurus. Brought in the Mishnah Berurah. He changes the, as it were, the pipelines, the direct lines going to Shemayim. And harbe anshe ma'aseh noagim lispalel keseder mitamzeh afilu im ichru lavoy lebeis haknesses. Many people, if they came late to the Beis HaKnesses, don't take advantage of this halacha of being medalek. Rather, would say the psuka dezimro keseder and go through the whole of davening, even though if they're missing out on Tefillah B'Tzibur. So to be medalek is not such a portion, I mean, the mice we do, but it's not so portion. There are poskim which we don't follow, but there are poskim who say, on the contrary, it's better not to be medale, because to say the Pesukah de Zimra later, the whole questions of whether you can say it later, are you allowed to say Pesukah de Zimra after you've already davened? So it's not a double portion. But see, it's alkoponim, therefore it's of the essence we need to find out what is the Shliach Tzibur that even b'di'evad we're allowed to be medalek. If we're going to miss out certain portions, what are we missing it out for? Is it for the quiet Shemoneh Esra, or is it for the repetition of the Shemoneh Esra by the Shliach Tzibur? Says the Ramosha, why do we repeat? Why do we have this Seder? The Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Paskin like the Chachomim, the reason why we repeat the Shemoneh Esra, because the Einon Bekiyin, the people who are not experts, don't know how to daven for themselves. So the Shliach Tzibur is Motzi Yedei Chovoson for the Einon Bekiyin. That's the halacha, because that's the reason why we do it. So therefore, it would seem that those who are Bekiyin, those who can daven for themselves, they don't need the Chazoras HaShatz at all. The Chazoras HaShatz is really a bit superfluous for them. On that, we've got a Shubas HaRambam. The Rambam says, nowadays most people are Bekiyin. We've got Sidurim anyway. In those days, they didn't have Sidurim. So now most people are Bekiyin. So how is it that the Shatz can repeat the Shemoneh Esra? says the Rambam, it's, once the Chazal made such a takona, it's very much like, say, he compares it to those shuls which make Kiddush in the Beis Agnesis. Why do you make on Leil Shabbos? Why do you make Kiddush in the Beis Agnesis Leil Shabbos? To be much see the Urchim, the guests have got nowhere to go and they'll have their Suda in the shul. Nowadays, normally we don't have guests eating in the shul on Friday night, yet we still make the Kiddush. The answer is, and we don't consider it a bracha of Atola. We don't consider it a bracha of Atola. The very bracha of Mein Sheva was because the Am Sheva Sodas, the people in the fields, they were in Sakona, so we wanted to delay the davening because of the Am Sheva Sodas, because of the people in the fields. Therefore, we said a bracha of Mein Sheva, the Mogen Ovas. Nowadays, that doesn't exist. Nonetheless, we still make the bracha of Mein Sheva. So says the Rambam, therefore, you see, since it was instituted because of that purpose, even though it may not be so applicable today, nonetheless, says the Rambam, that we should still have Chazoras HaShatz. And it's interesting that Radvaz brings from the Chuvas Rambam, the Rambam in Mitzrayim was Mevatel the Minig of Chazoras HaShatz because he saw people were talking during Chazoras HaShatz, and therefore he was Mevatel such the Minig. Many since it's only for the Einon Bekiyin, he was Mevatel Lamaisa. He doesn't say it in the Yad, he doesn't mention a word about it. But in the Shuvas Rambam, the Radvaz quoted, and the Radvaz, when he came subsequently to be the Rav HaRoshi in Mitzrayim after the Rambam, he restored the original minig of the Zman HaGemara, a very interesting historical episode. I'll go upon him. The reason why we repeat the Shemoneh Esrei is because of the Einon Bekiyin. So those who says Rav Moshe, therefore it must be, the main Shemoneh Esrei has to be the Shemoneh Esrei which you daven yourself. Since nowadays, Kimat everybody is a Bekiyin, and we're not talking about Einon Bekiyin, and therefore the repeating of the Shemoneh Esrei is a sort of a quirk, if you like, a leftover from a previous generation. But it's not really the main Shemoneh Esrei at all. The real Shemoneh Esrei must be, says Rav Moshe, must be the what you daven for yourself. Because when you hear this from the Shliach Tzibur, you're not really being yotzei anyway. So it must be that the private Shemoneh Esrei is the Ikar Shemoneh Esrei. That's what Rav Moshe says, and he brings a source. Incidentally, the Torah says there's another reason as to why we repeat Shemoneh Esrei. We repeat Shemoneh Esrei in order to catch Kaddish and Kedusha. The second, and the Bach says we need two reasons why we should repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because after all, it's very difficult if we haven't got Einon Bekiyin, people who don't know how to daven for themselves. It must be a stronger reason as to why we have a Chazoras HaShatz. Be that as it may, Rav Moshe is of the opinion, based on this fact, that the repeating of the Chazor, the repeating of the Shemoneh Esrei is really historical, based on historical grounds, which is very weak grounds. Therefore, he says the private Shemoneh Esrei is the main Shemoneh Esrei.
What about for the Shliach Tzibur, though? What is his main?
That's another question. We'll leave it on one side. The Prima Godim, in fact, is mistapik. He's mesupik. He says when someone comes in late and he wants to catch, and therefore he's allowed to be medalik, he questions, can he only be medalik because he's going to say the Shemoneh Esrei, he'll have time to say the Shemoneh Esrei himself, or can he even be medalik even if he's going to only hear it from the Shliach Tzibur? And that's the sopik in the Prima Godim. Rav Moshe brings a raya from a Ramor. And the Ramor says that the Chadchila, if someone comes, he shouldn't start davening if, by starting davening, he's going to have to listen to the Kedusha in the middle of his Shemoneh Esrei. Sometimes happens, you come in a bit late, or you want to daven a long Shemoneh Esrei, whatever it is, and you're going to hear the Kedusha in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, so it's halachically problematic, because of machlokas as to whether... clearly, if you say it out aloud, it's considered to be a hefsek. If you just keep quiet, which is, I think is the correct thing to do, then there's also a shaila. Is that considered to be a hefsek or not? The Maisa, we rely on the fact you can keep quiet and listen to the Kedusha, and you can be Yotze Kedusha. But it's halachically problematic. So don't, says the Ramor, don't get yourself into such a situation where you start davening with the... where you start davening and you're going to have to listen to the Kedusha in the middle of your own Shemoneh Esrei. Unless... special circumstances, unless you want to be It's a short oiveres. If you delay davening, you're going to miss this man of davening altogether. Or kidei lismoch giulo the tefillo, in order you want to be make sure that you have you want to start because you want to get Goal Yisrael connected, directly connected to the tefillah. You don't want to break in the middle while you're waiting till the whole of the Hazaras HaShas before you start Shemoneh Esrei. So there was a good reason why you should start Shemoneh Esrei now. Says Rav Moshe, why didn't the Ramah give a simple reason? The reason why you shouldn't, why should we allow it? You should allow it in order to catch tefillah b'tzibul. He said, if you say the ikash menesra, the ikash tefillah b'tzibul is to say it, is to hear from the shliach tzibul, then the reason why the reason why one should be allowed to start your Shemoneh Esrei together with the Shliach is to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the Mor doesn't say that. The Mor says the reason why you can start, even though you're going to have to say Kedusha in the middle of Yishma Nesra, is not because you're going to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's because you want to be so mekiyula the Tefillah, because it may be Shoi Veres. Well, there's a more simple reason. The simple reason is you want to start together with Shliach Tzibur in order to be able to Tefillah B'Tzibur. But he doesn't say that. Says Rav Moshe Zariah, that the when you recite it together with the Shliach Tzibur, that is not Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's your own personal Shemoneh Esrei, the Tefillah Yochid, which is the Tefillah Lachash, which is the Tefillah B'Tzibur, not what you hear from the Shliach Tzibur. That's what Rav Moshe says. And then he quotes the Chassam Sofer, brought in the Kutim of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says exactly the opposite, completely the opposite, and says Rav Moshe, it must be a toss of the Chassam Sofer. It's not a reliable tshuva, and it's completely wrong. As I read you what the Chassam Sofer says. Says the Chassam Sofer, "Demasha yochid mispalel im hashliach tzibur zehu ikka tefillah b'tzibur." Then that which the yochid davens together with the tzibur, that's the ikka tefillah b'tzibur. Ki mashe yachidim kol echad mispalel bifnei atzmai, that which he davens on his own without the on his private Shemoneh Esrei, that's Tefillas Yochid, that's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. Rak Masha Echod Moitzi Rabim, the Shliach Tzibur is Moitzi the Rabim, and he joins by saying it together with the Shliach Tzibur. Ze Mikri Tzibur, that's called B'Tzibur. Verak Neshi Yeshe Shechavnu Kulam the Shliach Tzibur, so why do you daven for, if that's the Ike Shemoneh Esrei, why don't we daven Milo B'Milo together with the Shliach Tzibur? The answer is because we can't concentrate so much. If you listen to somebody else, you won't be able to concentrate. Therefore, we said, look, it's an Eitzah, do Tefillah B'Lachash. But the real Tefillah B'Tzibur, says the Chassam Sofer, is when you're listening to the Shliach Tzibur reciting the Chazoras HaShatz. That is the real Tefillah B'Tzibur. The reason why you do Tefillah B'Lachash is because we're unable to concentrate so much. But somebody who's missed out on the Tefillah B'Lachash because he comes in late, and he's going to do Milo B'Milo together with the Shliach Tzibur, Tovah Lo Brocha, that clearly is the Ikka Tefillah B'Tzibur. So it clears, says Rav Moshe, it cannot be, because since the whole repetition of the Shatz is only for the Einon Bekiyin, and it doesn't achieve anything for the Bekiyin, how could it possibly be that that is the Ikka Tefillah B'Tzibur? So that's so says Rav Moshe, it's it cannot be this tshuva is a correct tshuva. Comes along the Shevet Alevi, and he says that which Rav Moshe writes, Shein Dvorim Mutoyim, Shein Zeh Midivrei Chassam Sofer. It says, B'mechilas Kvod Toirosa, says the Shevet Alevi, Pleitas Kulmusu, V'cholamaki B'Siglin HaTshuva. Anybody who knows the style of the Chassam Sofer, Yakir Miyad Shehim Divrei Chassam Sofer Atzma, will realize that this is the word of the Chassam Sofer. So he says, B'mechilas Kvod Toirosa, look, V'vadai Ma Shehar B'Yechid Miskapsim Le'Avod Hashem. The fact that people gather Le'Avod Hashem, even though the Tefillah B'Lachash, yes, the Tefillah B'Lachash is the Kointer of Moshe, the Tefillah B'Lachash is the Ikka Tefillah. The Sam Sofer, the Pshat is, if you accept the Sam Sofer, which is, the Rav Moshe says the Torah, but if you accept the Sam Sofer, is because in the same way as a Korban Pesach is called a Korban Sibur, even though in strictly speaking it's a Korban Yochid. So the Gemara says because of Bor B'Chnufya, people come together, assemble together, even though all the Yechidim come together and they assemble together, we call that a Tefillah B'Tzibur, we call that an Avodas Tzibur. Similarly here, the fact that everybody comes together, although they've said they're Tefillah B'Lacha, but they come together and they unite around the Shliach Tzibur, That, says the Shevet HaLevi, is the Pshat and the Chasam Sofer, makes it a Tefillah B'Tzibur. I have to say, if you look in the Loshon of the Rambam, the Loshon of the Rambam is certainly is mashma that this the Tefillah of the Shliat Tzibur is Moshe Zerikot HaDoichik in the Loshon of the Rambam as well. The consensus would seem to be not like Rav Moshe, and again, that's a chiddush of Rav Moshe, and the consensus would seem to be not like Rav Moshe says, like the Shevet HaLevi, the Minchas Yitzchak, and all the Kemat, the Rav Poskim seem to disagree with Rav Moshe on this canon. A second shaila, again, where Rav Moshe seems to be out on a limb. What is constitutionally appropriate? You've got people coming together. How many do you need who haven't davened before it's considered Shliach? Do you need 10 people who haven't davened? Or could you have, let's say, Rov Binyan, which is 6 people who haven't davened, and you, Midstara, if you can join in, another 4 people who have already davened, but will make up the Binyan. Yeah? Minigah Olam is, we take 6 people who haven't davened before, 6 people, and you can join in to make the Tefillah B'Tzibur, 4 people who have already davened will make up the Binyan. As far as reciting Kedusha is concerned, well, even if you've got 10 people who have already davened, there is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Radvaz, can you repeat the Chazoros HaShatz for the purposes of Kedusha? Dovah Shebe Kedusha, you need 10 people. So then, according to the Mechaber, even if they've already davened before, you can still repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because you want to catch a Kedusha. We're not knowing like that. We at least one person, but their advice disagrees, and again, Mishabura brings the from the Chayodom, and they said, and the Chasam Sofer Kenam Adavar, that we wouldn't repeat a Chazoros HaShatz for 10 people who've already davened, 10 people davened individually. They missed the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now they come together, but we didn't hear Kedusha. So they want to come and one person should get up and daven to be remote to them, you did Kedusha. Mechaber says it's okay. But the Radvaz says, no, you can't do such a thing. Porach zim, just as we say, Porach zimun minayu. If you've already benched without a mezumen, and you can't come along and say, well, I missed out on the mezumen, let's make a mezumen now and bench again. You can't do that. You can't make a mezumen again. Once you've Porach zimun minayu. See, the Radvaz compares it to such a case, and the Mishmur says, Kainam adavar, and that seems to be the halacha. There must be at least one person who hasn't yet davened at all, even be a chidus. Then for that person can get up and act as a Shliach Tzibur and say Kedusha, as long as he's got 10 people. Says Rav Moshe, but that's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's two things. To repeat Shemoneh Esrei to say Kedusha doesn't make it Tefillah B'Tzibur. For Dovah Shebe Kedusha, you need 10 people. That's something else. But it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur, because you need, says Rav Moshe, you need 10 people who haven't davened to be Tefillah B'Tzibur. And he quotes from the Chayodom, and this question is how to interpret the Chayodom. Says the Chayodom, the Iker hatvilo betzibahu tvilah Shemoneh Esrei, the Hainu, she ispalu asura noshim shem gedolim biyachad, 10 people should daven together, biyachad, the lokum moshe choshvim ha'amoin, she Iker li ispalu basorahu rak mishum lishmoya kadishu kudushu borhu. Not people think that the whole purpose of tvilah betzibah is to say kadishu kudushu borhu. They're not particular about davening together. You've got 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses. Oh, we'll say a Kaddish and Kedusha. Who tours God, says the Chai Odom. That's the Chai Odom. Says Rav Moshe, from here you see, the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur is when 10 people come together who haven't davened together, they daven together, that's Tefillah B'Tzibur. It says that if you look at the Mogen Avraham, says the Mogen Avraham, Miu Nira Li, Dimein Shom Vov, you haven't got 6 people, Shalo Yispallu, Lo Yispallu Hashliach Tzibur Belachash, you shouldn't daven the full work of the Seder, davening Belachash and then repeating Shemoneh Esrei. If you haven't got 6 people, Rak Yaschil Miyad Bekor Rom, that the Shliach Tzibur should begin immediately Bekor Rom, Tohu Iker Kavona Mishum Kedusha. Says Rav Moshe, the Pshat in the Chai Odom is, well, that's the question, what is the Pshat in the Chai Odom? Is the Chai Odom saying, a rogue doesn't help, you have to have 10 people? And Rav Moshe says, when you've got a shear of 10, you can't have a majority. A rogue doesn't make up a shear. You can't have a majority. For example, you need a kosa revias. So I've got a majority of revias, I'll be yotze kiddush because I've got a majority of revias. If the shia is a revias, a rov doesn't help. So if you need a minyan for 10 people, no rov is going to help. A shia is an absolute item, and rov doesn't help with regard to shiur. Says Rav Moshe, that's the pshat and the chayotam. But tefillah b'tzibur, you need 10 people who haven't davened. If you want to say a kedusha, fine, but you're not yotze tefillah b'tzibur. That's Rav Moshe. However, the Hamoin Am is not knowing like that, and they learn differently. The Pshat and the Chayotam, when the Chayotam says that you need 10 people, all he's saying is you need 10 people to have for the Kedusha. As far as being Gyotze Tevila B'Tzibur is concerned, I must say the consensus would seem to be not like the Chayotam, and not like that, Rav Moshe's interpretation of the Chayotam, I should say. And the consensus would seem to be, as long as you've got 6 people who haven't davened, came minika olam, that you go through, you can daven a full tefillah, daven privately, and then repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, and that would be considered tefillah b'tzibur. So there's two aspects, Rav Moshe seems to be out of sync with the Rav Poskim. Number one, the first aspect you've said, Rav Moshe seems to consider, it's the private Shemoneh Esrei, which you daven on your own. That is, 10 people davening privately, that is the Tefillah B'Tzibur, not the Chazoras HaShatz. The Chazoras HaShatz it needs to be answered as to why we do a Chazoras HaShatz. And then the Rambam in Mitzrayim actually did away with the Chazoras HaShatz because he saw people were talking during Chazoras HaShatz. And the other poskim who say, no, on the contrary, Chazoras HaShatz, that's the Ikar Tefillah B'Tzibur. Therefore, it's important that everybody listens milo b'milo to the Chazoras HaShatz because you're not Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibur, what you've said privately. You're only Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibur if you listen word for word to what the Shliach Tzibur says. And therefore, you shouldn't be learning or doing other things during Chazoras HaShatz. And that's very important. And the second halacha, which Rav Moshe seems to be not according to the minig seems to be Meikel, if you've got 6 people who haven't davened, can they join 4 other people to make up a minyan, and there'll be Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibur. According to Rav Moshe, you can do it, but you don't need Chabarayna Kedusha, but you wouldn't be Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibur. And according to Rav Poskim, it would seem, and the Pashtus of the Rambam is like that as well, I would say, that you would be Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibur as well. I'll leave it.
Sure. 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 S